lovely to see you again. Thank you for joining me on my parenting podcast. I'm on a mission, as you know, to help you as a parent be the very best version of yourself to give your child the best starting life. And today I really want to talk to you about potty training. It's a subject that comes up time and time again. And the particular point I would like to talk about today is time and patience. Because I think I always start by going back to the beginning with potty training. And one of the things that I commonly see with parents is that you decide when your child is going to potty train. And I don't really agree with that, because I think it's not something that we can decide when our child is actually ready to be potty trained. We might see signs, yes, of course. But, you know, signs like they're doing the wee dance, as I call it. They might be having a little jig and realising that there's a connection going on between their brain and their bladder. And they're feeling that sensation that their bladder is full, and they might stop doing a little wee dance. That's fine. But too many times I hear parents say, I'm going to wait until the summer, I'm going to wait until the week that we're off, and then they don't have to wear any clothes, and then I'll get them potty trained. And I think this is an essential life skill that we're teaching our children, and it takes time and patience to actually do this really well for them. And I've recently likened it an awful lot to coming back to when our children started walking. And you know, we notice that they're up on their knees, they're crawling around, that's fine, they're beginning to pull themselves up. But it's like whenever we're thinking about teaching our children to walk, they just do it in their own time. We don't actually teach them to walk. We don't actually say to them, right, okay, this is how you put one foot in front of another, this is how you stand up, this is how you do it. We let their bodies work naturally for them. And then in time, I mean, we all, you know, I hear so many parents saying, oh, you know, when my child was 12 months, 13 months or whatever, they were walking. And I think inevitably they're all going to be walking. So try and take that pressure out of when they should be walking and allow them to kind of do it in their own time, which is generally what we do with their walking. And then, of course, when they're up on their feet and they're taking a little toddle and then they're falling, then they're picking themselves up, then they're falling. We praise them for it. It's really good. So it literally is. They're taking two steps forward and three steps back, because they're going to fall over onto their bottoms, thankfully with a nappy on. But they're going to be falling over far more times than they're actually up on their feet to start with. Far more times than they're taking steps. Then they might take one or two steps and then fall over. But it takes a good couple of months to really be on their feet, one foot in front of another. But then when they're consolidating their learning, and I go back to my grandson, because he's been walking now for probably about 8 weeks or so, I reckon. He's 15 months and he was about 13 months or so when he started really getting the hang of, like, oh, I'm on my feet, I can do this. But even now, bless him, it takes time and patience. Because I was walking around Sainsbury's with him the other day and I thought, well, let's do some walking. And we had one aisle to go down. And I tell you, it took me about 25 minutes to get down this aisle. But I had the time. I know not everyone has the time when they go shopping. You've just got to get the shopping done and everything. But at the end of the day, I had the time and I thought, right, we're going to have a lovely time consolidating what you're learning, what you're taking on board. And I don't know how many times he fell over. I don't know how many times he fell to his knees, fell to his bottom, got back up again, was interested in this aisle, then went down that one, then turned round, then went five steps back the other way, then turned round, then took five steps forward again. And it took us, you know, about 25 minutes, half an hour or so, to actually walk down this one aisle. And do you know, he thoroughly enjoyed himself. He really thoroughly enjoyed himself, because he was just consolidating what he was learning. It was a big open space. It was nice and cool in there for him. And we just did it. It's like we were doing walking practice. It was really nice. Got some lovely comments from people around, and he did a little bit of shopping with me. You might have seen it on my reels just lately. Anyway, we're patient. We're really patient with that sort of thing. But then when it comes to potty training, somehow we decide that we are going to train our child to use the potty, but not with very much patience, I have to say. It's like, I talked to quite a few people about this, and it's like, well, I've told them three or four times. How many more times do I have to show them and tell them? Three or four times. You know, it's exactly the same as walking. It's going to take time to consolidate what they're actually learning. And I think it's like they have to first connect their brain to their bladder. They then really have to connect the fact that something's going on there. then they have to connect the fact that, oh, actually going for a wee means there's water coming out of them, and which means that they have to make their way to the toilet. And then, of course, if they've got clothes on, they're more likely to be wetting themselves before they get to the toilet. And I think that's the bit that everybody starts feeling frustrated with, is the fact that you want to hurry that bit along, that process between understanding what's going on in their brain and their bladder, understanding that water is going to come out, understanding that water is going to make them wet, understanding that they need to get to the toilet before that actually happens, understanding they need to take their trousers down, their pants down, their pull up down or whatever, and then actually turn around and sit on the toilet and then actually do it. There's a whole heap of learning that goes on here. But the most frustrating thing for me, and something that I'd really like to help you with, is you to slow down with it and you to be patient with it. Because believe me, when you are patient and when you take that time to actually do potty training when your child is ready and you feel into what they're feeling without any frustration, without any expectation, honestly, they can be consolidating really, really quickly. And I'm talking, I've had some children before, you know, really consolidating their learning within a month, I would say. I've had potty training before who've got the sensation and actually made it to the toilet within a week, 2 weeks, things like that. But generally, really, some children can really consolidate that whole thing within a month. Now, that for me is pretty amazing, because this is a lifelong skill that the children are learning. And, you know, they're not going to be potty training when they're 20 at the end of the day. They're going to have consolidated it by then. But I don't know what this mad rush is to suddenly make sure and get frustrated with them when they have an accident. And they're so likely to have an accident. You might as well just accept that. You might as well just understand right from the word go that they are going to have accidents. And then, of course, you know, there might be some life experience that comes in the way. They might. I've worked with a daddy recently who just had a new baby. So, of course, potty training for this new little one's gone right out the window. Children get really excited in their games, in their playing, especially when they're sort of three and a half. They're obviously, the world is really exciting. They've got full language going on. They're interacting with others. They're using their imagination. Potty training goes right out the window for them. They're not really interested in that. They're just interested in what they've got going on in front of them at the time. So I think it's for us to really understand the child development element. And this is everything that I'm teaching. So understanding you, understanding your developing child, and then having the strategies to put the whole thing together. So really understanding where you are with potty training and understanding that this is an essential life skill that your child has to learn. And you have to take a step back and be patient. You know, they're not going to do this overnight. They're not going to consolidate it. It is going to be frustrating when you've got bags of clothing coming back from nursery, or you're going to have to make sure that you've got extra changes with you when you go. But I would really urge you that when a little one has had an accident, is for you to really not react in a way that makes them feel bad because you can't deal with the emotion of it. So you get frustrated because you've got to change them again, or they've wet in the car, and you can't handle it. That's not their problem. They are learning something very essential here, is that that's not their problem. And it's not fair to then put your emotions onto your child because you can't handle dealing with it. You know, so you really have to, when you see them ready to be potty trained, now that might be midwinter. That's not going to be always in the summer as most people want it. They will be potty training when their body tells them the time is right. It's exactly the same way as learning how to walk. When their body is right to do that, they will do it. When their body and their brain are working together that they want to be potty trained, they will do it. But that's not for you to say when that's going to happen. It is for you to come into it with real conviction that you've got this. You know, you are the anchor, you are the emotionally intelligent parent, and you are here to teach them and guide them and show them. not reprimand them for having another wee accident, or not reprimand them for taking two steps back before they've taken two steps forward. You have to remain in the moment with them and really calm and collected. Now, I'm not saying that's an easy task to do. I get it. You know, I for one, would get frustrated as well. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am really good at is being able to step back and say, this is my emotion to deal with. I might be frustrated at the fact that I've got to change them again, but that's what I need to do because they're learning. You know, I've consolidated my learning. I go to the toilet quite fine. But they're learning in this. So they need me to actually show them and guide them and teach them. If I start putting my emotions onto them and show frustration, all it is doing is showing their very new little brain that is developing at a rate of knots that there's something to be scared about. There's something to be afraid of. And we really don't want that for our children. We don't, because the thing is, if they become afraid, they will literally stop going to the toilet. And there's nothing worse than seeing a little one holding their wee in or holding their poo in and then not going to the toilet, because that causes all sorts of problems, infections and all sorts of things like that. And we really don't want to go there. We want our children to feel confident and in control that they can learn in the safety that the adult, whether it's practitioner, whether it's parent, primarily, of course, they want to know that the parent has got their back, that they're there, they're going to nurture them, show them, teach them, guide them, not reprimand them. And I feel quite strongly about that, really. And when I worked with that analogy at nursery the other week, I had a chat with the practitioners and I said, you know, when they're learning to walk, we're so patient. We let them do it when they're ready. We let them get up when they're ready. They fall over when they're ready. Then we help them up. Well, it's great. But because we get frustrated at the fact that we've got to do extra washing, that we've got to change them yet again, that they're wet yet again, and it doesn't look good for us when we're out and my friend's child is potty trained and my child isn't, you know, we become frustrated with it and we shouldn't. It's not right to. We've got to allow children to work with it in their own way, when their own body is ready to tell them that it's a good time to be potty training. And believe me, when you do that, when you can be that patient person to step back and understand that, it doesn't take long to potty train children, because they can be suitably challenged, suitably supported. They feel good that they can actually react in a very natural way that to support their emotions. And when they feel all of that, they feel secure. And when they feel secure, they start learning and they really start consolidating. So it's actually better to be super, super patient in the short term, because the long term goal and the long term solution for them is that they will be potty trained fairly quickly. If not, if you keep pushing them and making them feel like they're doing something bad and wrong, then it will take longer and longer and longer. So that's what I have for you today. So patience and potty training is probably what I'm going to call this podcast. But yeah, let me know what you think in the notes. Let me know your experience of potty training. And I hope that helps. I'll speak to you soon.